FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and this is the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and we are talking to you on October 2nd, 2018. A reminder that October is Lie to Your Pollster Month. No matter what your political inclination, no matter what your political beliefs, if you're called by a pollster, we urge you to lie to them. And why, you might ask? Well, before there was fake news, there was polling. And polling is manipulated in so many different ways, from your sample size to your sample composition, to your questions that you ask, to the time of day, to so many things. If you're polling people on cell phones, you get much different answers than people who you poll on landlines. There's so many factors, and it really makes polling impossible, utterly impossible, to be a predictive outcome accurately. If it's done fairly, it can give you an inclination. But the problem is that it is seldom done fairly in this day and age. And we saw it with the Trump election, with the Trump victory. No polls, very few reputable polls, so-called reputable polls, were predicting that President Trump would win. Why do you think that is? There's another practice that you need to know about called astroturfing, and that is when you create a poll with a predetermined outcome in mind. So many of these independent polling organizations, so-called independent polling organizations, are actually fraudulent or totally partisan entities, and their sole purpose is to basically make you believe something is true that isn't. Look, polls are not news, but now polls have become the news, because when you come up with a poll that seems to support what it is you're claiming to be true, then you can put it out there as news and not bother with the fact that it's really editorialization. It's a predetermined outcome that is programmed into the results. For instance, if you ask an individual, you know, President Trump has been seen kicking puppies and he's never owned a dog, do you believe that President Trump abuses animals and is an enemy of PETA? And of course, people are going to say, well, yeah, that must be so. If he kicks puppies, it's got to be true. But the fact of the matter is, you've proven absolutely nothing with your premise. But you bought a headline, and with the media that's agenda-driven, when you have agenda-driven polls, they're going to suck it up and be publicizing it all over the place. You know, this is the same thing as like experts believe, or experts surprised by the strength of the economy. Well, I don't know what experts they're talking about. So the election coming up, and look, from 2015 in July, when I was in Las Vegas, I saw President Trump, then candidate Trump, just 3 weeks after he went down the famous escalator ride at Trump Tower, when he addressed this crowd of libertarians in Las Vegas. He was a last minute addition. The crowd rose to its feet and gave him a standing ovation. And he is anything but a libertarian. He might have some libertarian inclinations, but nobody can accuse Trump of being a libertarian. And yet, this whole group, 2,500 people, I'd say 2,000 of those people, rose to their feet in thunderous applause for candidate Trump. And it was at that point I knew he was going to win. Look, the electorate is much less concerned about ideology and much more concerned about leadership. Leadership is what it's all about. For this reason, Look, the Democrats are going to suffer resounding defeats during the midterms. They might pick up some seats in the House. Control, I'm not willing to cede that point yet. I don't believe it for 2 seconds. It's all orchestrated, all astroturfed. They want you to believe that if it's inevitable that the Republicans are going to lose control of the House and the Democrats, and led by Nancy Pelosi, are going to take control, then you don't need to be going out to the polls if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Republican supporter, because it's a fait accompli. They've already lost. Well, we already know that this isn't true. And I would tell you that even in the absence of national lie to your pollster month, the fact is that many of you lied to pollsters during the 2016 campaign. And the reason's quite simple. When you see your car getting keyed because you have a Make America Great bumper sticker on your car, or a Trump bumper sticker, when you see people being assaulted for being Trump supporters, etc., you don't know who's polling you. It could be the Democratic Party doing a push poll, and they want to just get your name down as a Trump supporter. And then you're going to be given, you know, you just don't want to take the risk in today's technologically driven world that you are being tracked, that you're being cookied, and that your phone number will now be linked as in their own proprietary database as a Trump supporter, you know, Republican right wing ideological wing nut. You don't want to take the risk. So you lie to them and say, no, I'd never vote for Trump, even though when you're alone in the privacy of the voting booth, you do vote for him. So again, remember, it's national lie to your pollster month. Any pollster calls you, don't tell them who you're going to vote for, because if they become so unreliable that their findings become a joke, then eventually people will stop listening to them. The news media will stop citing polls, and these companies will fall into oblivion, never to be heard from again. So the best thing you can do as an American citizen and as somebody who cares about the future of your country is lie to your pollster. Again, National Lie to Your Pollster Month. Hey, if you like this video, hit that subscribe button, hit the bell so you get notifications, hit the like button, and share it. Please share it with others. Go to our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Get our free newsletter. Hey, you can find us on all the social media, but social media is not what this site is about. This site is about you, getting you the economic truth so that you can make proper decisions and do the right thing. Hey, this is Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.